You've got a lot of elections coming up, and one that's a little bit down the line, but you already have people thinking about the Lubbock City Council, and you already have one candidate who has officially jumped into the race in District 3. That's Todd Klein's seat. He's retiring as of right now. He is getting out of politics. We'll see how long that lasts, but he's getting out of politics right now, so that means there's an open seat. And joining us in studio, the first person to announce his intention to run for that seat, Maurice Stanley.
Chad Hasty, how are you doing?
Oh, hang on. Let's get your mic turned on. Okay. Well, there we go.
Okay, Chad.
There we go.
Right.
Now you're on.
Am I on now?
You're on now.
Hey, I appreciate you having me out.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the show today. Tell folks a little bit about yourself and then why you decided to run for city council.
I will. Chad, I'm 67 years old. I'm getting on up in age, I went to high school in Paducah. I was born in Quanah, and I came up and went to Texas Tech. I was majoring in history and political science. I was not what you would call an academic giant. Matter of fact, I would have probably left school if I hadn't been so stubborn. But anyway, I stuck it out and managed to get out. The day I finished my last final at Tech, I received my draft notice in the mail. So I took off and went. Spent 3 years with Uncle Sam and his big green machine, and I spent 3 years at the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. with military intelligence. Hmm. Now, that's kind of an oxymoron, I understand, but anyway, it was a lot of fun. This was back in the early 70s, and I'm glad that that happened because I had the opportunity to see and do some things that I normally would not have been able to do. I did get to go down and visit with George Mahon, and George gave me a pass to go to the Senate gallery and to the House gallery, and every chance I had, I spent some time in those chambers, and I really enjoyed my time. You know, it's not a place I'd want to live permanently, but to visit, it was great. So anyway, after I got out of the Army, I came back. I went to go to North Texas and get a master's in public administration. Took one semester and realized that I did not want to be on that side of city business. And I went to work in the trucking industry. Worked for two trucking companies. The last one closed, I guess, in 1990. Had a cousin that owned a barbershop, Jerry's Barbershop. His name was Jerry, by the way. And so he asked me to come over and work for him. I was going to do that for 2 or 3 months. And 23 years later, this is where I am. You know, this is the only thing that I can do that I can make a living and be a philosopher also.
Yeah.
Some people agree with me and some people don't, Chad.
Well, and you've had a lot of opportunity to talk to people who have come into your shop and have spoken with you, and if you've ever been inside Jerry's Barber, they're always talking politics, they're always talking sports and New York Yankees and everything else.
It's the cultural and intellectual center of the universe. Well, is that right?
It is. And is that why you decided to jump in?
Well, no, I spent the last year and a half, or ever since night meetings have come along, and I'd go to these council meetings and I'd sit there and I'd put some things to my ideas together, and I'd vote this way or I'd vote against it. But anyway, over the year and a half, I would take my opportunity for the 3 minutes at the podium, and I would ask the city council to do a few things. And, you know, I got to thinking about that. If I'm not willing to jump in, then I shouldn't be up there asking the council to do things that I would ask them to do. So I need to be a part of it or get out of the game. And, you know, I do have a forum that I can get people's ideas, and their ideas can go with me to the council.
Yeah.
You know, I have no other financial interest in anything in Lubbock, Texas, other than that barbershop and one house here. I don't need any special zoning. I don't need any special favors from the city. All I need is I think is going to be best for Lubbock, Texas, and that's really all that matters. And of course, one other reason I want to get in there, I would like to get a resolution passed that would name 1/4 of the monorail the Chad Hasty monorail.
I like it. Yeah, I like
there you
it.
Go.
I like that.
Okay. So.
Okay. Then I'd be on board.
There you go.
If we could do that. Visiting with Maurice Stanley. What did you, since you brought it up, what you read the article.
I did.
And of course, this is, you know, they admit this is, they say it's not a daydream. It's something that could happen, but the mayor admits we got to look at funding, everything else. When you read that article, what were your thoughts?
Well, you know, Chad, it is kind of out there. I admit that. And it's going to take a lot of rooftops in the downtown area to make that ever happen. You know, if we can make it happen and there's a feasibility from a funding source, I'm okay with it. I don't know that I would actually vote to spend public money to do that. But, you know, that's way, way past me. I'll be dead and gone before that thing ever comes about.
You never know. I mean, they might bring it in. Who knows? You know,
well,
somebody donates $130 million.
If that happens, hey, I'm all for it. Let's get it. Let's get after it and go right now.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to see a baseball stadium downtown. You know, I would not vote to spend your tax dollars to build it. But I would love to see one down there. But I would vote for tax increases if I thought it was going to do for your streets and for get your buildings in order. I think that's something that we have to do. We have to keep that up.
Let's talk about that. What is your philosophy when it comes to taxes? Because
okay.
That's something that obviously you know it. A lot of Lubbock citizens are concerned about their taxes and taxes going up.
Right. And I'll tell you what, I'm glad you brought that up, Chad, because, you know, if I'm not willing to talk about it, I don't have any business about, you know, asking to be on the dice. My position is this. You know, this is where I live. I want good streets. I want good public buildings. I want good clean water. I want a good police department. I want a good fire department. And we had a little experience with that because the fire department saved our bacon here back on the 10th of November because our building had a fire in it, and they were there very, very quickly. So I want these good services. You know, we have good city staff. Anything that I have ever asked for, I have gotten it. Nobody has tried to put me off in any way. So whatever it takes for us to fund, to have the city that we want to live in, I am all for it. And I think, you know, we have a lot of needs in Lubbock, a lot of needs. And, you know, when I was sitting there putting my ideas together, we had made a trip up to Norman, Oklahoma, to see one of our kids, and actually Thea Garland. And I was thinking, the city of Lubbock is the center of the universe. And around that center of the universe, we have water issues. We have the electric issue coming up. We have a jobs issue. That's why we were on the road, is because we have three kids that moved out of Lubbock to get better paying jobs. We have issues with taking care of what we have. That is a big, big one for me. As a matter of fact, it's one of the most important for me personally. And, of course, dealing with the city debt. Now, to deal with the city debt, there's a couple options we have. We can do absolutely nothing to any of our infrastructure. And we can stand by and we can see the demise, like Goedeke Library, like 34th Street, like some of the other streets that we're seeing, some of the other buildings that we're seeing. Or we can turn in and we can put a maintenance budget together that's going to be adequate to go out and do the work to keep these things maintained in an orderly manner, where we're proactive and not reactive. That would be my number one thing that I would like to see happen. Now, how are we going to pay for this? Well, probably that's going to mean that we're going to have to start on a program that we're going to have to start on a tax increase, as I see it. Now, I am all for if we make cuts, I'm all for that. But, you know, I don't want to get down to one police car and one fire truck, and I don't think anybody else does either. You know, I think that we have to be realistic of where we're going and what we're going to do. And I'll tell you this, Chad. There is another alternative that could be out there. It's not available to us now because the state legislature will not let this happen. And you know where I'm going. I'm going with an additional 1 cent sales tax to fund this. And as I see this overall, what we should do is it be tied to a bond election. When the citizens of the town decide that we have so many needs and so many issues that we need to take care of, that would kick in that 1 cent additional sales tax to fund and pay for this bond issue. And that way that would help on the debt side of it. The debt is something we're going to have to really, really get off after pretty quick.
Visiting with Marie Stanley, we need to take a break. When we come back, we will continue our conversation with Marie Stanley, Lubbock City Council candidate in District 3. We'll get to some of the other issues affecting the city of Lubbock, his thoughts on those. All right, back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. 770-5790, toll-free, 1-800-687-0790. In studio with me, Marie Stanley, who announced that he's running for Lubbock City Council in District 3. That'd be Todd Klein's seat. And, Maurice, thanks for coming in.
Yes, sir. I think it'd really be nice to have one quarter mile of that monorail named Chad Hastie. The Chad Hastie monorail.
You know, I'm thinking that not everybody agrees with you on that one.
Chad, there are a lot of people that don't agree with me on a lot of stuff, so.
I appreciate you coming in. Let's go to the phones. We do have a question. Micah, you're on KFYO with Maurice Stanley.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey,
morning.
Micah.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. You?
Doing good. Hey, Maurice, glad that you stepped in and you're trying to help the city out and everything, but I want to make sure you don't get rolled over by the city staff. There are good people and everything, and they kill you with kindness, though, could be a possibility. And I just want to know, do you know what the revenue is annually from property tax and sales tax, which we have a natural increase all along?
We do. Mike, I don't have those numbers with me. I do have them at home. I've heard them. I would be reluctant even to give you a figure right now.
Well, and I appreciate that, but I just wanted, I was pretty sure that you understood that and how that worked. But, you know, with our property taxes going up, we are paying more taxes with people coming into Lubbock and buying from other areas that the oil industries are generating a lot of business. You know, we are getting increases in sales taxes. So, you know me, I'm hoping to dodge another tax increase.
Micah,
natural increases that we have in our revenue as we go along.
I know. I don't blame you a bit. And I'll just say this. I do know you, and I appreciate you, Micah. And, you want somebody that can get involved, Micah can get involved. But I've seen him. But
Micah kicked out.
No, you won't. Here's the deal, Micah, and I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate what you're saying. But, you know, back in the year 2000, the city of Lubbock had a property tax rate of 58 cents a hundred. And we lowered that over and over and over and over and over. And now we're back up to 50.4. I understand the theory that the more people that you can get and the appraisal creep that you're going to be revenue neutral. The problem with that I see it, you know, from 2000 to right now, we have, I think it's 392 more lane miles of street that we have right now than we had in 2000. The streets that we had in 2000, now they're 13 years older. So in theory that works. And, you know, in theory I could be a rocket scientist. But in practice, you know, I'm just not smart enough to do that. And so I don't know where the where it goes off track there, Micah. But, you know, there's always a demand for services, more and more and more. And you start cutting somewhere and you know, you're going to start goring somebody's ox.
Micah, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Micah.
Thank you,
come on and see me.
Have
all
a
right.
good one. You brought up as we were going to break this sales tax increase. Now, mm-hmm. folks over at Imagine Lubbock, Lubbock Chamber of Commerce, they're the ones who came up with this idea. But their idea behind it, though, was to fund new projects. You brought up funding essential services like right. fire department, roads, streets, maintenance. That wasn't what we heard, though, from Imagine Lubbock Together. That was for new projects.
Exactly. And here's my position on this. And you say that they initiated this, and I'm sure that they probably did. I've been thinking about this for quite some time. And I have done some of the reading about Oklahoma City and the way that they handled, turned around Oklahoma City. You know, I'm not so much for going into the new projects, but we have a lot of needs just to take care of where we are. Take care of the streets that we have. Take care of the streets that we need to build if we're going to go out. Now, as far as that performing arts center, I'm all for it. Matter of fact, even I understand they're token donations, but I have made token donations to that and will continue to do so. But that's not to say that I am not, that I want to get rid of Citibank Auditorium, because I don't. And I think that if we take this sales tax and we use that to help get rid of some of this debt, and I'll tell you right now, if I had been on that council, all the water projects I would have voted for. I would have gone for that debt, because you've got to have the water here. The debt that we incurred to get the our stormwater taken care of, I would have voted on that. So about half the $1 billion debt that we have, mm-hmm, is probably water and water related issues.
Right.
You know, where I have the difficulty dealing with the debt is, you know, we go out and we have to put a resurface on the street. I don't mind, you know, going a 30-year note on a house, but to go a 30-year note on a refrigerator to go in that house, that's kind of the analogy that I would draw there.
What are some other issues going forward into the city? Again, power, LP&L power, mm-hmm, into the future. What are your views on LP&L and on securing power going into 2019?
Well, I will say this. I am not for selling LP&L personally. And, you know, I have not been privileged to any of the inside information that has gone on. And I think that's one reason that that this council puts together the boards is, I think that these people that are on it, I know some of them, some I don't, but, you know, I have confidence in those people. And I think that it's their position and their job to look into this matter and bring us recommendations. And the main thing that we have to do right now, Chad, as I see it, we need to make some decisions in calm waters. You are well aware of all the drama that played out over this last year as far as LP&L. And I think that we need just to quiet that down, let this committee look into it. And I can't tell you, you know, that we need to, that which way we need to jump right now, because I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I do think this committee is capable of looking at this and coming out with recommendations and seeing which way we need to go. But that is a very big one. Another very big one that we're going to have is going to be naming a new city manager. I think that's major.
Yeah.
You know, because that's kind of going to set the tone and direction.
Let me ask you about this. We've got about a minute left.
Okay.
Is there a decision, a vote, that you've witnessed in the last year or two, maybe more than one vote, that you've witnessed in a year or two where you said, that's a bad idea the city council made, I would have done it this way? What are those votes?
Well, the number...
A few of the big ones,
okay.
I guess.
Okay, the very biggest one that I had was on the last annexation that we had. I think there has to be some point that we say, hey, that we're not going to outrun our capabilities here. You know, you can outstretch and outrun your supply lines, if you will. And I think we're going to have to make that determination where that's going to be. You know, we have water issues and pumping water out into these places. That's a big one. And, I guess that would be the very, very biggest one that I would say. And I'll tell you this, if I had been on that council when it came time to vote for the rate increase with LP&L, I would have voted, because I see it as when a person is elected to the council, there is a fiduciary responsibility that they have to take care of the person, the city's property, and their
money. You would have voted for the rate increase?
I would have voted for the rate increase, okay, because we cannot let LP&L lose money. You just can't do it.
Maurice Stanley, we will have you back on as this city council race starts to ramp up. I appreciate you coming in today. And
Chad, I enjoyed
it.
We'll
visit with you.
All right. Enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.